Your mom is good. She's so good that when people meet her, they think she's perfectly fine. Her neighbors are shocked when you ask them to help keep an eye on her. Even your siblings don't think you should worry as much as you do. So you're not surprised when her doctor is hesitant to make an Alzheimer's diagnosis. I'm your host, Valerie Lynn, and this week we're looking at how you can help your doctor help you. Welcome to Desperately Seeking Senior Living, a podcast for sons, daughters, grandkids, and spouses, and all caregivers who suddenly find themselves tangled in the search for senior living and care. If you like today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and check out our doable download in today's show notes for a printable summary of the show and a bonus tip. You're listening to our doable tips, short answers to your questions. Don't see your question listed? Send us a note. Then don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an answer. Hi, and welcome to the show. Does this scenario sound familiar? Because we've heard it so many times. But what are you supposed to do when it seems like you're faced with a roadblock at your loved one's doctor's office? I recently came across a 2023 article titled "The Difficult Essential Talk About Dementia." It revealed that many doctors who suspect Alzheimer's actually hesitate to bring it up to their patients. A 2020 study by the Alzheimer's Association not only found a lack of dementia training for primary care physicians, or PCPs, also called general practitioners, but they found that a majority of them felt diagnosing dementia and assisting families was a little out of their scope and comfort zone, no doubt due to the lack of training. In a 2019 global study commissioned by Alzheimer's Disease International, one-third of the over 700,000 participants felt that if they had dementia, they wouldn't be listened to by their healthcare professionals or doctors. And I'll put a link in show notes to these studies. Combine this lack of training with a lack of confidence, and it's no wonder families report not getting the support they need or expected from their loved one's PCP. I worked with a family whose father should not be driving, and they knew it. He suffered from dementia, but he was very adamant about not needing help. He lived alone and didn't want any help at home either. What scared them the most was finding damage on his car and him having no recollection of hitting anything. This situation actually sparked my episode on driving and dementia, and I'll put a link in the show notes to that one as well. As we talked about the situation, they thought that their dad would listen to his doctor. He liked his doctor, and he had been going to him for years, so it seemed like a great solution. Surely his doctor would see the danger and help the family at least stop their dad from driving. And while their doctor did have a conversation with him, and did provide some information about driving tests, he wasn't willing or able to help beyond that. If you Google dementia diagnosis, you're going to get so many articles and studies to help you. And one of the common themes is that primary care physicians simply aren't the one. The thing is that most of us start there, right? Because we think that's the logical path. And of course, for health insurance purposes, you kind of have to start there. So what are you supposed to do if you feel your loved one's doctor isn't supporting you? Well, before we talk strategy, we have to do a little housekeeping. We have to talk about rights and legalities. Your loved one has rights. Even if they have a dementia diagnosis, they have the right to live where they want and to not accept assistance, regardless of what type of dementia diagnosis they have. And these rights vary state to state, so you definitely want to look them up for your state. Legally, you could be your loved one's power of attorney, but that power only comes into play under certain circumstances, and those powers also vary state to state. Guardianship is the only thing that holds more weight and allows you to actually make decisions against your loved one's wishes. But that is because you've gone before a judge with your evidence that your loved one can no longer safely make decisions for themselves, and the judge agreed. That takes time and money. So unless you have guardianship over your loved one, they can refuse the assistance you're asking their doctor for, and their doctor may even refuse to help you because they believe your loved one is perfectly fine. I recently had another client who expressed concerns because they lived out of state and their loved one's doctor wouldn't even talk to them about how their loved one was doing, even though they had power of attorney. So, rights and legalities aside, I believe there is simply a line between what a doctor can and is willing to assist with when it comes to dementia. And I believe that line exists because there are simply too many variables that fall outside the scope of traditional medical intervention. And I want to pause here really quickly to talk about medical intervention, not in too much detail, but just to say the number of families that we have helped that felt that their loved ones had been over-medicated and that medication was really the only solution that doctors were providing. Families felt that this led to their loved ones being like zombies and really reducing their quality of life. We actually have a couple of really great episodes that I'm going to put links to in show notes. We had, if you don't know, Dr. Delon Canterbury, he is amazing. He's a geriatric pharmacist, and we've got him telling his personal story on the show and then also his professional doable tips. And both episodes are about over-medication. So I think that sometimes, whether it's this lack of training, whether it's this lack of resources, that doctors are often turning to medications to manage some of those tougher symptoms. And listen, I am not a doctor, so I have also seen medical intervention from a medication standpoint do some amazing things. These were situations that combined creative care as well in order to come up with a solution for that particular person. Because here's the thing, dementia is an umbrella term that covers many types of cognitive decline. Dementia, in all of its forms, is a very personal disease, and it presents many different symptoms. Difficulty driving, lack of self-care, wandering, inappropriate language or actions, not eating, eating too much, good days, bad days, resisting care, hallucinations, not being able to express needs, or knowing or accepting that they have dementia. Our medical system is not set up yet to handle all of these variables that come with a dementia diagnosis. Medical doctors are just simply not trained or equipped to provide a holistic approach to address such a personal disease. The list of side effects is simply too long. And I really hope that we see that change. We have definitely seen improvements over the last 10 years, but we've just got a long way to go. Okay. So your mom has rights. She's in the early stages of dementia. She can present really well at her doctor's appointment, leaving you frustrated and overwhelmed. And in some cases, maybe even finding yourself pleading right in front of your mom in the doctor's office, which is probably not a great strategy. But I also get it. And sometimes advocating means doing whatever you have to do in the moment. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll hear me talk about advocating so much because it really is up to you. You know your loved one best. So let's talk about some strategies to help you help your doctor help you. If you suspect that your loved one has dementia or they already have a dementia diagnosis, but they're declining, make a list of your concerns and examples of the symptoms, and be as detailed as you can be with dates, times of day. Of course, with sundowning can make a really big difference. And have your POA paperwork ready to go if the doctor doesn't already have it. Unfortunately, that may not always be enough, but just have it ready to go. And then call your loved one's doctor prior to their next appointment or before making that next appointment. And this is key. And so I'm going to say this again. Have all of your evidence together and then call your loved one's doctor before you walk through the door. This is going to increase your chances of the doctor having an opportunity to process and hopefully come up with some resources for you. And then here are some questions that you may want to ask depending on your situation. And these are questions that I would ask before that appointment. Can the doctor bring up the subject of getting some assistance like in-home care? Can they make a referral to a neurologist, or can they make a referral to a geriatric doctor? These are probably pretty easy asks if that hasn't been done yet. And in those two cases, you'd be seeing a doctor with more specialized training. Can the doctor write a letter to your loved one recommending in-home care or assisted living or expressing your other concerns? This can be really important because your loved one may forget the conversation at the doctor's office, and this will give you something to help remind them and refer back to. Can the doctor write an order for a driving test? Along the lines of the letter, writing an order just makes it more official. So let's go get that driving test, doctor's orders. Most states don't actually require doctors report a dementia diagnosis to the DMV. And so this little creative strategy can help you at least get that test going. And then finally, can the doctor recommend a certified senior advisor, a care management company, or a dementia care specialist who can help you with the entire big picture of everything you're going through? Many people love and respect their doctor. And in many cases, your loved ones have had the same doctor for years. And this is why they make a really good first line of defense when it comes to this difficult subject of dementia. It's very possible that a conversation or letter or prescription for assistance would really help your loved one be more open about whatever that next step forward toward safety and improved quality of life is. But it's also highly possible that your loved one's doctor simply doesn't have the time to write such a letter. So one family I worked with actually wrote the letter on their own and took it to the doctor to sign. I believe that doctors want to help. Most just don't know how or have the time, or they don't have all the information about what your loved one is experiencing and what your family is going through. With dementia numbers growing, it's going to take a village to support families. I believe that creativity in dementia care is absolutely key, and that sharing your concerns and questions before that doctor's appointment can improve your chances of getting that support you need. Simply asking some of these questions might help your loved one's doctor do their own research, coming up with a list of resources for families just like you, and maybe even help that next patient. Today's episode is brought to you by ClearPath Senior Living Solutions. ClearPath helps families find assisted living, memory care, and other resources. Find our contact information in today's show notes. Check out this episode's doable download in show notes for details, including industry terms and definitions we discussed, as well as a bonus tip from our guest. Have questions or your own tips to share? Leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. And until next time, make it doable.